One other big myth we've also been hearing a lot about is that children cannot get the virus. Experts have said they believe kids are less likely to get it, but that's based on what we've seen happen in China and Korea. There is still so much we don't know. Dr. Karen Kotloff is the head of the Division of Pediatric Infectious Disease at the University of Maryland School of Medicine. And doctor, as I mentioned, there's still so much emerging about the impact of this disease on children. But based on the little bit of information that we do know, what can you tell us?
I can tell you that the information so far suggests that children are less likely to become infected. And when they do become infected, their disease tends to be less severe.
Can you elaborate a little bit more on children's ability to spread it to others? How would we know if a child is contagious if they're showing symptoms that are not as severe as possibly having a high fever or all of the symptoms that we know from COVID-19?
So I think that children present a challenge in that regard. I think that the epidemiologic patterns and the clustering that we have seen so far has suggested that most of the transmission is occurring from adult to adult, and that within households, there isn't evidence that the source of transmission to other household members is the child. Now, that situation needs to be taken within context because fewer children were exposed early in the epidemic. And so there are still a lot of things we just don't know.
We've been hearing so much about those who have pre-existing conditions are at higher risk. What about if you have a child with a pre-existing condition like asthma?
So far, the cases that have been reported in children have not had pre-existing conditions. And so I think we need to watch children who have underlying conditions very carefully. And finally, especially in the case of asthma, when you look at just the common coronavirus, that's much less commonly a trigger for asthma than, say, the most common cold virus, which is rhinovirus. And I can tell you that so far, there has not been evidence that children with asthma are more likely to get the COVID-19 coronavirus or that they would get more severe illness. But we really don't know. And the advice that I would give to parents of children who have asthma or that they should continue to manage their asthma the way they normally do. And that if they see their child having unusual symptoms, that they contact their doctor promptly.
And Dr. Kotloff, I just have one additional question for you. You know, not to spread panic in any way, but we have heard anecdotally from folks who have said, my child has a fever, my child is showing symptoms of COVID-19, and yet our doctor is telling us we can't have a test. Are you hearing those stories as well? And what should parents do if they're in that situation?
So I am hearing those questions, and I think it's related to the fact that testing, there's a limitation in the number of kits. And so I think that the bottom line here is that right now, this virus is going to be controlled with strict infection control. And so the parents just need to follow that. If their child is sick, they need to keep the child at home and avoid exposures with other people and do that for about 2 weeks. And if the child gets more severely ill or other contacts start getting sick with unusually severe symptoms, then they need to raise up that level of concern and be assertive about trying to get their children tested.
That's Dr. Karen Kotloff. She's the head of the Division of Pediatric Infectious Disease at the University of Maryland School of Medicine. Thank you so much for joining us.
Sure. Thank you for having me.